WTIP is exploring environmental stewardship from what it is to how individuals and communities can take part. The Superior National Forest is all around us, and many of us enjoy the recreation opportunities it offers. Joining us now is Suzanne Cable. She is the Assistant District Ranger for Recreation and Wilderness with the Gunflint and Tofte Ranger Districts. Welcome, Suzanne. WTIP partners with the USDA Forest Service to offer the Superior National Forest update each Friday. Recently, in that report, Steve Robertson said, "If you are hiking, expect muddy trail conditions. Please don't widen trails by trying to avoid mud holes. Your best bet is to just to slog through it." Suzanne, tell us about slogging through it.
Sure, I'd be glad to. And first, thanks very much for inviting me in today to talk about trails. It's a great subject, one that I enjoy speaking about. And when Steve mentioned in that report, just slogging through it, he was really getting after what we prefer people to do when they're hiking is knowing that there's wet, muddy trails out there. We've had a lot of rain lately. Is as you approach a muddy spot in the trail, just slog right on through and head right down the middle of the trail. As long as it's safe and there's no major obstacles or you're not concerned you're going to fall in a hole. But we'd prefer people do that rather than walking around the edge of the trail, which is so tempting to do to keep your feet dry, and then or reroute around that mud hole. Really, our preference would be just, yep, dive right in, head through, and slog through.
And what are the repercussions if people do go around and make new trails?
Yes.
What happens to the forest then?
Yep.
Or the trails?
One of the things we think about when we design and maintain trails is we want to try to minimize the impact to the local area, just being the soils and the vegetation primarily. Terminology we often use in the Forest Service is to prevent resource damage. You know, but what is that really? What it means is to try to minimize the area where we're compacting the soil that's going to change the local hydrology and decrease the soil's ability to absorb rain, and then also to just not trample the vegetation that's adjacent to the trail. So we ask folks just to stay right in the trail tread and not to go around on the edges. As you go around on the edges, if enough people do it, you start to get what we call a braided trail. And many people have probably seen those where there's not just the single trail, but then there's one on the side and another one on the side, and there's a big mud hole, then there's two or three different ways to get your way across it over to the other side.
So you're just saying put the right footwear on and maybe even have a walking stick if you're a little unsure of being stable when you're walking through that area?
Yeah, walking sticks are great. They're much more popular now than they were just even probably 10 years ago. And I use them all the time when I'm out hiking. Great for stability. And if you are going to pick your way through that mud hole or maybe go from rock to rock, it's great to feel like you've got two more legs out there on either side. One stick or two sticks really helps with stability.
Okay, well, and what is really your responsibility? I mean, as far as like you have to protect the resource, all this wonderful forest that we have, and yet you have to have convenience for the visitors. So do you ever repair any of these mid-season or add anything to them, or any time that you can actually correct something?
Sure.
Mid-season?
Yep, and you hit on two key things there that really, in our mind from the Forest Service, the two purposes of having a trail system is for the what I mentioned, the resource protection, and then also for visitor convenience. We want folks to have an enjoyable hike, and we want to concentrate their use. So concentrating their use onto the trail minimizes the impact to the resource, and with a well-designed trail with good drainage, it lets people have an enjoyable experience, and they get to go to scenic vistas and really a nice walk through the woods.
Do you encourage people reporting conditions to phone in and say, hey, there's this big white pine at such and such a mark on a trail?
Yes, we do. And that's great information for us. With all the visitors in the area, especially during the summertime, you're out there often covering more ground than we are as employees of the Forest Service. So with all of our volunteer groups and the Forest Service, whatever information you can report to us, give us updated conditions, that would be great. If there are specific locations where there's lots of trees down, or even if there is a big, bad, boggy mud hole that needs attention, yeah, let us know. And the way to do that is to either stop in or call the ranger districts, either at the Gunflint Ranger Station here in Grand Marais or at the Tofte Ranger Station in Tofte, and talk to our front desk folks, tell them where you were, what you see, and they will forward that information on to our recreation people.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Assistant District Ranger Suzanne Cable of the USDA Forest Service, exploring one aspect of responsible hiking trail use. More Superior National Forest information is available online at fs.usda.gov/superior. Suzanne, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, and just to reiterate something you mentioned, we did have a high windstorm a few nights ago. There are a lot of trees down on the trails right now. So when you do go out and do enjoy your day and you're hiking on our trails, just be thinking about that in advance. Know that the travel might be a little more difficult right now because of the downed trees. And if you do hear of anything really significant or see it out there, let us know. That'd be great.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us today. This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Workton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. And the series is available on our website. On the WTIP homepage, look for Environmental Stewardship under the Environment menu.